And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, it is the season for bad theology, and a police chief from Minneapolis, Chief Brian O'Hara, delivered a masterpiece. He was speaking at a church recently and compared Mary and Joseph to illegal aliens to justify his department's refusal to cooperate with ICE. One small problem, Joseph was traveling to Bethlehem to comply with a Roman census decree, which is the exact opposite of evading authorities. But hey, look, never let scripture get in the way of political narrative, right? Speaking of misguided resistance, cafe workers in the city of New Orleans provided a perfect example of what happens when ideology overrides common sense. Employees at a coffee shop harassed federal agents with tinted windows, assuming they were ICE. They weren't. They were Internet Crimes Against Children investigators arresting a Chinese national on 120 counts of possessing child sexual abuse material involving children under the age of 13. Staying in the upper Midwest, Minnesota lawmakers, well, they've uncovered a scheme that makes your head spin. A man indicted for $1.1 million in money laundering through the Feeding Our Future scandal is currently operating multiple assisted living facilities, billing taxpayers millions. He changed his name months before indictment and kept right on billing. State Republican Christy Robbins noted her tiny committee found all of this using public documents, raising the obvious question, what exactly has the Walz administration been doing? Yeah, that's a question that was probably being asked before this was even uncovered. Maryland parents discovered their middle schoolers were treated to Transgender Awareness Week, complete with lessons on chest binders, coming out tips, and a YouTube video called 8 Tips for Being Non-Binary. Students were quizzed on what it means to be transgender and asked classmates how people know if they're a girl or boy. Montgomery County defended the decision as making students feel safe, seen, and respected. Safe from what? Biological reality? A new study reveals that nearly 40% of women who've lost pregnancies through abortion or miscarriage report intense grief persisting an average of 20 years. Women coerced into abortion show the highest rates of prolonged grief disorder at nearly 54%. Senator Tom Cotton has introduced legislation creating protective zones around National Guard troops after soldiers faced protests, harassment, and violence during federal deployments. 2 troops were shot in D.C. before Thanksgiving, one fatally by an Afghan refugee. This bill would make entering a 15-foot buffer zone to intimidate troops a misdemeanor, with spitting on or throwing objects at one of the troops a felony. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.